As the last notes of her song floated off into the nightness of dark, I reached out my paw and laid it upon her lovely shoulder. Beulah, that was a nice little tune, but to be honest, I'm troubled that your heart is yearning for watermelons instead of me. She answered in a squeaky little voice.
Oh, hi, how's it going? I'm not Beulah.
Huh? I blinked my eyes and looked closer. Holy smokes, her face had changed. She had pointy little ears and a pointy little nose and a pair of beady little eyes. And she sure didn't look like someone I'd want to kiss. Hey, you're not Beulah, and how dare you pretend that you are?
Right, not Beulah, just me.
Yeah, but if you're not Beulah, who are you? You're probably sitting on the edge of your chair, wondering who this mysterious intruder was. Give up? Hang on and prepare yourself for a shock. It was Eddie the Rack. You remember Eddie? He'd once been the ranch's pet coon. Slim kept him in a rabbit cage until he got to be such a home wrecker and a pain in the neck. We opened the cage door and let him go back to the wild. That was a great day for the ranch. I'd never trusted the little sneak and was delighted to get rid of him. Okay, maybe I'd missed him for a little while, but not for long. You never knew what kind of mischief he'd get into next, but you always knew he'd find something. Well, here he was again, standing before me in the moonlight, in Sally Mae's watermelon patch, which just happened to be a very sensitive place for a raccoon to be standing. I shook the vapors out of my head and walked around in a circle. While doing this, I continued to study him out of the corner of my eye.